All right, let's move on to the song Kintsugi by Sober.
She looks at me through blue and green, all the heartache she has seen. When she cries, the sky turns red, all alone inside her head. When she calls my name, I come running weak and sleep all day and hold each other. It's a goddamn shame. I don't know any other way to be. She looks at me.
Obviously, awesome singing voice, a great acoustic instrumentation. Couplets are not my favorite form of lyrics, though, but of course they're doing fine in this song. Great backing vocal ahs, and you know, it's a great song, one of the best of the round, but not as amazing or engaging as, like, say, a Cave Dwellers or Newfangled Trolleys or Brian Gray, I think. You know, I haven't done my rankings yet, but this one may be in the top five, but not in the top three. And what is Kintsugi? Apparently, I don't have Google.
It is the art of repairing broken pottery, and it's something Japanese folks do. And there are, I think there are certain colors that get used in it. So, like, they use black and gold. There's some cool photos on Google Images if you take a look at the examples. Yeah, I felt a lot of the same thoughts that you had. Obviously, this is professional style recording and instrumentation. Like, the banjo and the mandolin and the guitar and the singing are all just, like, professionally done, and they sound beautiful. The song could be on the radio. Obviously, audio production is something Sober has quite a lot of experience in. It's just one of the best sounding songs in the contest for sure. But, like, I didn't get a lot of emotional feeling out of the song, and I could tell it was sort of a love song, but I didn't get really much more than that. And I looked at the lyrics a couple times, and I could see that there was an attempt to have some artistry and some poetic content in the lyrics, and I appreciated that. But, like, I feel like it just didn't hit me for some reason. Like, I was able to intellectually appreciate just how beautiful and how well done the song was, but it didn't really reach me emotionally.
I think that's fair. And maybe just this particular prompt was a little tricky for Sober's style. I mean, I know we don't ever want to be judging a current song based on prior submissions, but this is a really excellent lyricist in prior songs. And to find a way to match the colors with the love message. Yeah, I don't know what it means to look through blue and green, pull the shades and paint it black. What exactly that... Not, I mean, again, we don't want to get into, like, the literal meaning of every thing. But, yeah, it didn't, like, jump out as, like, super compelling, emotionally, yeah, resonant color images. I did really appreciate, and I had mentioned this, that a couple other songs hadn't done this, Sober keeps us wanting more. We end on a verse. We don't go back to the chorus. We don't repeat the chorus 3-4 times at the end to the point where you never want to hear it again. We end kind of like hanging, waiting for what the future is going to be between this couple, maybe. And I like that it makes me want to then hit play again to just hear that chorus one more time.